But my big takeaway from Wounded Knee was the spiritual change that took place there. And as an outsider, a witness, I mean, I named the film From Wounded Knee to Standing Rock, A Reporter's Journey, because it really, I don't speak for Native people, and I don't speak for the government, and I don't speak for other reporters. This is just what I saw during that 45-year period. And what I did see was a resurgence in the ceremonial, in the ceremonies of Indian people of all different tribes. There were scores of different tribes there who were represented. And in the end, I think that there was a feeling of reconnection with a power that existed in the old days. And I think that was the big takeaway that then spanned all those years to Standing Rock in 2016, when at one point, unlike Wounded Knee, at one point there were some 10,000 protesters at Standing Rock. And that was the largest assembly of Native people since the 1800s. So it was an extraordinary change that took place between those two seminal events, between Wounded Knee and Standing Rock. And I, you know, I was a fly on the wall. I was just, I wasn't a player. I was, you might call it me, a kind of a hitchhiker on history. I just got to see certain things because of the fact that I was there with my recording devices.